Hello, and welcome to episode 6 of the Simply Commercial podcast series. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the stamp duty cuts in the UK, and I'm going to pass over to our colleague Millie, who's going to take you through today's episode.
Hi guys, welcome back. I'm Millie, and today we're discussing the stamp duty holiday tax. In this episode, I'll be exploring what stamp duty actually is, why the government introduced a tax holiday, and discuss the future of the stamp duty tax and its sustainability. So, to begin with, what exactly is stamp duty and why is it relevant? Well, stamp duty is a tax which you may have to pay when buying a property or piece of land in England and Northern Ireland, and it applies to both freehold and leasehold estates, meaning it is applicable whether you are buying the property outright or with a mortgage, and even on the purchase price of a lease. Stamp duty is applicable to any potential home buyer. For first-time buyers, they will pay tax on any property bought for £300,000 or more, and for non-first-time buyers, any land bought for £125,000 or more. Additionally, it's also applicable for non-residential land, such as farmland or commercial properties. These are fairly significant figures when considered against the average house price in the UK being just short of £250,000. Whilst it is only England and Northern Ireland who specifically have stamp duty tax, Scotland has the Land and Buildings Transaction Tax and Wales the Land Transaction Tax, which both replace the UK stamp duty in their respective years. This episode, however, will solely focus on the England and Northern Ireland tax. On the 8th of July 2020, the Chancellor Rishi Sunak announced a temporary stamp duty holiday, meaning the rate of stamp duty was cut to 0% for all properties under £500,000 until the 31st of March of this year. This stamp duty holiday, however, does exclude those purchasing second homes, although caravans, mobile homes or houseboats are not regarded as second homes. The main aim of this holiday was to boost the property market, as house prices prior to July had fallen for the fourth month in a row. It was also aimed at helping buyers who had been financially disadvantaged as a result of the pandemic. So, has this holiday affected the property market? Well, I think it's pretty clear that if Rishi Sunak's goal was to increase house prices in the UK, he has definitely achieved this, as Nationwide found in 2020, house prices climbed by 7.5%, the highest growth rate for 6 years. Now, there is some debate about whether, even without the stamp duty holiday, there would have been an increase in housing prices. On the one hand, with everyone spending more time at home, it could be argued that there's been a surge in consumers wanting larger homes with more outdoor space. In addition to reduced commuting costs, not spending money on nights out, and not going abroad, those who have been furloughed may have managed to save more money than they otherwise would have. On the other hand, there have been an increase in unemployment, with the latest figures being 4.9% of the UK population, around 1.7 million. These figures were recorded in August, and since then, many more businesses have collapsed, Debenhams being one of the largest, with Boohoo buying them up, but recently confirming they will not reopen the stores. The Bank of England also predicted that by June of this year, unemployment could peak at 7.7%, which isn't too far off the unemployment rates in the UK post the 2008 recession. It is worth mentioning, though, that these predictions were made prior to the government's announcement of extending the furlough scheme, and there do not appear to be any more recent predictions taking this into account. Despite these arguments, I personally think that stamp duty has done its part in increasing demand in the property market. But where should it go from here? As aforementioned, the stamp duty holiday is due to come to an end on March 31st, which leaves the question that Anthony Codling, the chief executive of Twinding, asked, should the holiday end, extend, or exterminate? I think the best approach to this is to look at each possibility individually. So, should the tax holiday end and return to the pre-2020 stamp duty system? Well, stamp duty brings in almost £3.3 billion each year in tax revenue. Taxation is critical to pay for public goods such as infrastructure, healthcare, schooling, etc., and it could be argued that stamp duty is a reasonably acceptable way for the government to gain money so as to fund these, especially during and post the pandemic. With government borrowing in December hitting its highest ever recorded level for that month, £28 billion more than the same month last year, surely they need all the income they can get from tax. However, to be honest, I struggle to find any article where the author was keen for stamp duty to return to how it was, with people seemingly much more willing to pay taxes elsewhere rather than on the transaction costs of property. So then, extension. By the time this episode has been posted, it is likely that Parliament would have debated this very topic. A petition for a six-month extension was brought before Parliament after receiving just under 130,000 signatures, demonstrating just how unsatisfied the public is with the current plan to reverse back to the original tax. The debate was meant to take place on the 1st of February in Westminster, but since then Jacob Rees-Mogg has temporarily suspended all in-person debates and now will be broadcasted as a virtual debate on the same day. So, should it be extended? Well, research has suggested that more than £3.4 billion could be lost in fees and commissions to estate agents, lawyers and surveyors if consumers shop out of their transactions as a result of the stamp duty holiday coming to an end before completion. It is also worth observing that just after the holiday is meant to come to an end, the furlough scheme also ends, potentially reducing consumer confidence as to their job security and resulting in more people pulling out of their transactions for fear of having to pay thousands of extra pounds in tax that they simply don't have. These lost sales, whilst likely having detrimental effects on those in the property profession, could also have a wider economic impact. Those likely to be affected are furniture retailers and their supply chain managers, removal companies, even councils who may benefit from council tax if there are new builds in the area. It is also worth noting that some new builds may be delayed due to the new customs declarations and inspections on building supplies and fittings as a result of Brexit. I think whilst an extension may solve some of these issues, it will only work if an extension is purely for those whose transactions are already in the works and are going to miss the deadline. Otherwise, the problems remain. Therefore, it could be argued that an extension is only a short-term solution for what may be a long-term problem. So then what about extermination? It could be argued that by taxing housing transactions, the tax actually discourages people from moving house. As a result, this could leave people living in homes which aren't right for them, for example, an elderly couple wanting to downsize or a growing family wanting to upsize, but neither having the spare money to pay the additional tax. As a result, there are insufficiencies in the housing market. Aaron Bell and Marcin Longi are both Conservative MPs who advocate for the abolition of the stamp duty tax. They claim the tax prevents mobility, aspirations and home ownership, definitely not something we want to be preventing. They argued that extending the stamp duty holiday would only be temporarily beneficial, with the most effective solution being to abolish the system entirely. Bell and Longi argue that by returning to the initial stamp duty system, which the government seemingly intend to do, even if they allow for a small extension, would greatly hinder our ability to recover from the impact of the pandemic. Another fundamental issue with the stamp duty tax is its cash upfront payment method. It is very unlikely to be able to obtain a mortgage to cover the additional tax costs. As a result, there is a greater disparity as to those who can afford it, primarily favouring the cash-rich over the asset-rich population. The system also appears overly complicated, taking into account different factors, such as alternative property schemes that the government implemented, such as the Help to Buy scheme. This arguably makes house purchasing overwhelming and could put some people off, reiterating what Bell and Longi stated about preventing mobility and aspirations. So, what do you think should happen to stamp duty? Should it be abolished, extended, or returned to how it was at the expected deadline of March 31st? Either way, it is an important area of the law to watch and likely to affect us all when it comes to buying houses ourselves.